We will see time and time again tonight, as we've already seen, that my opponent has a problem with the truth.
Well, and now I have to respond to that.
We are moving on, gentlemen.
On the face of it, a familiar made-for-television debate between contenders for a crucial senatorial seat in Georgia. But there's a lot at stake here. A Senate seat currently held by Democrat Reverend Raphael Warnock, but contested by Trump-backed former football star Republican Herschel Walker. And much like the nearby Savannah River, there's turbulence below the surface. The debate comes amid a vicious media attack campaign.
Showing up at his ex-wife's house armed with a gun and refusing to leave.
I just can't believe he would run me over.
Anti-abortion candidate Walker is also accused of funding an abortion for an ex-girlfriend. He denies it. But the level of anger in the campaign reflects the significance of this particular fight. Will it confirm the shift from the right signaled in the Democrats' victory 2 years ago?
Is the state of Georgia going to continue that trend towards Democratic, or is it going to go back to Republican? A lot of that will have to do with the motivation of the voters in Georgia going into this midterm election. We know that it's also important on a national level. Go
down. And this election will also be a measure of the lingering influence of Donald Trump.
So Herschel, please say a few words.
Who has wholeheartedly endorsed Herschel Walker.
I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, I need 11,000 votes. Give me a break.
The former president is facing potential legal issues in Georgia because of his attempts to change the official election count in 2020.
President Trump is my friend, and he won't stand up with Biden when yet he's voted with him 96% of the time.
I think that part of the problem with our politics right now is that it's become too much about the politicians.
The vice president and I came to the...
In the past, television debates had a direct impact on election results. But as Trump himself has demonstrated, in 2022, it doesn't appear to matter what the candidate says or does, as long as the party wins.
The debate has put on display the degree of animosity that has permeated these midterm elections in a bitterly divided United States. What was once a ripple on the body politic is now a churning tide. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera, Savannah.